Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tony with your 10am Zlines. In local news, the Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union seeks to align base pay rates of the Royal Flying Doctor Service Nurses to the counterparts in Queensland Health. Union Secretary Kate Veitch says often RFDS nurses are required to work overtime or time on call without extra pay and end their career on less superannuation. The RFDS and union will meet again on Friday and will be joined by the Fair Work Commission. West End's revamped Waves Barbershop is currently celebrating First Nations barbers. The shop's reopening was planned with NAIDOC celebrations in mind, with store manager Josiah Mackey saying he is proud to be part of the store as an Indigenous Aussie. Josiah works alongside many young barbers who say they all love what Waves is bringing to the West End community. In national news, Greens MP Kate Ferriman is calling for cocaine to be legalised after a spate of gangland shootings has prompted debate in New South Wales. Ms. Ferriman says that legalising the drug would disrupt the business model of criminals, opening up to regulations similar to that of alcohol and tobacco. New South Wales Shadow Health Minister Matt Keane says such calls will undermine the efforts of police and the need is to ensure that health resources are in place to assist those with addiction. The Minns government is set to hold a drug summit in its first term. International lawyers and environmentalists have warned that Australia's reputation and diplomatic influence will be damaged if crucial climate change research in Antarctica is cancelled. A recent document reveals that many projects are on the chopping block and that the Cleaner Antarctica program will not go ahead due to budget constraints. The Australian government maintains that it's not cutting the project's budget, but rather instead requiring it to meet its existing funding commitments. In international news, the Polish military has sent troops to the eastern border following accusations of Belarus violating its airspace with military helicopters. The Belarusian military denied the violations and instead accused Poland of making up the accusation to justify the build-up of its troops. For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.